Okay, I would at this time like to call to order the Story County Board of Supervisors public hearing on the FY 2013 budget. And I would ask the members of the audience to join the board as we honor our nation with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good. Thank you. Thank you all. The agenda now calls for introductions. First of all, we'll start with any elected officials that are present. If you would just stand and state your name and the office that to which you serve. Okay. And the three board members here of the Board of Supervisors are present, Toots, Sanders, and Clinton. Okay, I don't see any other elected offices here. We do have representatives from several of the departments, either statutory deputies or what have you. So at this time, we'll move toward department heads that are present, and those you may indicate which department you basically are representing. And we'll just start over here with you, Wayne, since we just concluded with the assessor's budget. Okay. 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 Representative from the treasurer's office. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Deb. Okay. The department heads over here. Okay, great. Okay. Great. Okay. Good. Okay. Okay. IT. Okay. And would you like to speak on behalf of representative of the Sheriff's Department, Captain? Okay. Brent. Okay. And representing the county attorneys? Okay.
Career. Can't forget about Flash back in the back.
Hey, there you are. Welcome back. Great. Thank you. All right. Thank you all. As we move on to the agenda, the next item is a very important part of this. It is the budget information. Assistant Auditor Lisa Markley, which has put this together year after year with the assistance of Auditor Lucy Martin and so forth. So I will turn things over to you two and see how you would like to proceed.
Welcome to the FY13 public hearing on the proposed budget. The proposed budget was published in the three official newspapers on March 1st. Unlike last year, it did make it this year, so we can have it as we would like to. The adopted budget that the board does tonight cannot be higher than the published, but it can be lowered at this public hearing. I hope everybody got handouts if they wanted them. There are two separate handouts, one of just general information and one that has my actual presentation in it. The proposed budget includes a increase of 2% for elected officials, which was the Compensation Board's recommendation, and that has also been what has been budgeted for employees in this budget. Story County's lucky because property tax values countywide did show modest increases again this year. For countywide, the increase was a little over 4%, which generates an additional tax dollar of $483,000 in the general fund. The rural did increase about 4.9%, which is additional tax dollars in the rural fund of $127,000. The rollbacks are the amount that the property is taxed on. So if you are so residential's increased to 50.75%, agricultural decreased to 57.5%, and commercial and industrial remained at 100%. The rollback is the amount the property is taxed upon. So if you own a home assessed at $100,000, the taxable value in the upcoming year will be $50,752. And for ag property, if it's assessed at $100,000, the taxable value will be $57,500. The departmental work sessions were held in early January. We had, for staffing, there were a couple of vacant positions that were removed from the budget, and there were 1.5 new positions approved for the upcoming budget. The departments continued the goal of budgeting as close to the actual as possible, and overall the goal is to match our revenues to expenses as closely as we can. The priority through the work sessions was to fund some sort of pay increase for county employees, and that is a cost of living increase only. The revenues from prisoner care and keep and interest on investments have gone down substantially over the years, and they continue to be stagnant. And the MHDD services and funding is unknown at this time, and the state is still deciding on the future of that funding structure. Factors we used to put the budget together: we wanted the ending fund balance in the general fund to be above 20% if at all possible, because that is the primary funding source for most of the departments. The mental health fund is unknown. There's just no other way to put it. There's the current system for funding ends that as of July of 2013. It's being addressed legislatively. In this budget, the proposed budget, we levied the maximum that we thought we could levy, and then on 3-5, there was a bill signed that reinstated the property tax relief dollars. So we can actually lower tonight's levies by 0.5 or by 5 cents, and we can still qualify for state dollars by doing that. The way the funds are determined is by comparing us to 98 other counties and how the ending fund balances are for FY13. So we don't know that until the end of the year. Every year, Iowa State Association of Counties puts out a county financial overview, which shows what all 99 counties are doing. I picked some statewide comparisons here. For the state, the average urban value of counties is 61%, and the rural value is 39%. Story County has urban of 79% and rural of 21%. The average levy rate statewide, $6.61 on the countywide levy and $9.98 on the rural levy. The proposed budget for Story County tonight is $5.58 for countywide and $8.76 for the rural. For debt, the outstanding debt to value for all counties is 0.37, and for Story County it's 0.15. We have $8.9 million in debt, and our limit is $283 million. 22 counties out of the 99 have no debt at all. For taxable value trends, for a five-year average, it's 4.3 for all counties, and Story County is at 3.6, so we're growing a little slower than all counties' average.
Before we move on, Lisa, the 876, that does not take into account the nickel that we're going to talk about tonight?
Correct. Okay. This is all the proposed.
Thank you.
For the valuations, I want to give you a visual of the valuations for Story County. On the left is the assessed values. That's 100% of assessed values. That's for all levying authorities, correct. The residential and agricultural, the 68% and the 9% are the ones that are rolled back. The commercial is at 17% for assessed value, and industrial and railroads and utilities are at 3% each. If you look at the taxable value on the right, you can see that the rollback affects mainly the residential and the agricultural there. This chart shows a rollback history. This is one of the things that's been talked about a lot at the state level, is the commercial property tax rates and what it does. Rollback is defined as the annual growth, and it's limited to 4% as applied to statewide values. residential and ag property values are linked, and if that the annual growth in one class outstrips the other, it may only increase at the lower rate. So if ag value grows by 2%, residential properties may only increase by 2% also. This five-year chart shows the history of the rollback, and there are two prominent items here. Residential, which is 65% of the county, Story County's value, was taxed at 80% 20 years ago. Now it's taxed at 50%, and the ag rollback went down to 57%. The proposal at the legislative level would roll back commercial also, which would affect the values that the county can levy on. This is where the tax sellers are by taxing authority for FY12. We'll take a look later at the presentation at the individual tax statements and where the dollars go, but this gives you a snapshot of the overall dollars generated by taxing authorities. As you can see, schools get 46.5%. Cities are next at 25.8%. The county gets about 18% of your tax dollars, and then the rest of them are all shown. I talked about the different funds that the county levies for, and hopefully this will explain the Code of Iowa limits and requirements of those. Countywide means every taxpayer in Story County pays this. So wherever you see countywide, that means it's all taxpayers pay it. The general fund is limited to $3.50 per $1,000 of taxable value. The supplemental, in order to access the supplemental levy, we must be at the max in the general fund. The supplemental levy is increasing this year because of general election costs. We're putting in about $150,000 for that. Increase to emergency management funding of about $36,000, and IPRS rates increased across the board, and that's where the majority of our employer IPRS rates are paid from, and that was an increase of about 1%, which is $27,000. The mental health amount for Story County, the maximum is $3,066,575. In our proposed budget, we had that at $3.2 million, but since the state is going to levy or is going to fully fund property tax relief, we can lower that to the max. The debt service is per $1,000 taxable values on everybody. And for rural services, our limit is $3.95. That is on rural residents only for $1,000 of taxable value. This is Rick's favorite graph.
This is what we better be paying attention to.
This graph shows the total county budget as amended for the last 6 years. The dark blue on top shows the budgeted expenditures. The red is the budgeted revenues, and the green represents the budgeting and ending fund balances. As I said earlier, the goal is to get those as close as possible. And for FY12 and 13, we've done a really good job of doing that. So the revenues in the proposed budget are $38.7 million. Of that, 56% comes from property taxes, 32% comes from intergovernmental, which includes road use tax, state replacement taxes, state and federal grants, and the mental health property tax relief dollars. We get 5% from local option sales tax, 5% from fees for services, and 1% from TIF revenue in this budget. Overall, this budget is proposing a 1.8% higher revenue than the FY12 most recently amended budget. Mental health gets its own chart for revenues here. the mental health revenues come from three sources, and this shows where those three sources are. The blue is the property tax. The red is the property tax relief, which in Story County's case is never supposed to fall below $2.1 million. And then the green is other revenues. That is going to be charges for services along with any state allocations that we end up getting based on our ending fund balances from the previous years.
And Lisa, if you would just point out, last year we did not levy at the max because we thought we were allowed to and kind of got our hands slapped. So this year I think it's important to recognize that I believe we will be levying at the max.
Whatever the max is, whatever the state says the max is, that's what we're levying at this year. The budgeted expenditures for the upcoming year are $40.2 million. This shows where those expenditures are. 27% of it goes to mental health. That includes mental health department, community life program department, and any computer equipment that's being purchased for the mental health or community life. 25% of the budget goes to public safety and legal fees. That includes the services of the sheriff and the attorney. Roads and transportation is next. That's the secondary roads department at 14% of the overall budget. 12% of the budget is classified as administration. That includes facilities management for all the buildings, IT, the Board of Supervisors, the county liability insurance, and the auditor and treasurer's management services. 6% of the budget goes to county environment and education. That funds conservation, animal control, planning and zoning, IRVM, and the county libraries. 6% is for bonded debt service payments. 5% represents health and social services, which is environmental health, community services, veterans affairs, juvenile court, DHS, local office, and many of the asset services. 3% is for government services, which includes the recorder, the auditor's election side, the treasurer's motor vehicle services. And 2% of the expenses are for capital projects, which is primarily road construction. Overall, for FY13, the budgeted dollars are 2% lower than the most recently amended budget for FY12. This chart talks or shows where our expenses are by fund. When we talk about fund balance needs, the basis for this is the expenses funded out of the different funds. The general and supplemental are the primary operating funds. They need the largest overall. They have the largest overall expenses. This shows 5-year overview of those expenses. Hopefully this gives an overview of where the fund balances are. For the FY 9 through 11 on this chart are the actual figures. The FY 12 shows the most recently amended, and the FY 13 is the budgeted. The fund balances are used to get through the first 3 months of the fiscal year, which is July through September for the county, before the first half of property tax collections begin. The general and the supplemental both depend heavily on those revenues. While the MHDD fund receives property tax relief dollars in August to help the cash flow, and the rural fund has monthly revenues of local option sales tax, the secondary roads fund has monthly revenues from the road use tax and also has a little higher carryover, usually because of the project's timing, spring and summer. So if you come into the treasurer's office to pay your taxes and you live in the city of Nevada, this is how the dollars will be distributed. This is based on last year's levy rates for the other entities as their budgets get certified to our office by March 15th, except the schools, which get certified by August or April 15th. So if you have a home assessed at $100,000, we talked earlier, the taxable value would be $50,750, and your annual taxes would be $1,916. Of that, the school in this example would be Nevada School District would receive 41% of your tax dollars. The city would get 40%. The county would get 15%. The area school, which is DMAC, 1%. And the other in here is 3%, which includes the Ag Extension, the county assessor, and the Story County Hospital. If you live in rural Story County, in this case in Milford Township and Nevada School District, the pie would look like this. The total taxes would be $1,346. The school's portion would be 59% of your tax dollars. County would be 33%. Milford Township would get 2%, and the area school 2%, and the other would get 4%. this will be on the, it is on, well, I don't think it is, but it will be on the web for, pardon? It will be on the web along with the hand, the other handout is also on the web. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Questions, first of all, from the board, Delisa? Okay. Are there any questions from the audience that, for clarification's sake, I would give you an opportunity at this time before we start with the procedure for the public hearing? Okay. For those of you that picked up an agenda, let me again reiterate the procedure that we follow. Once we open the public hearing, we would ask that you give your name and address. Each person that wishes to make a comment will be heard before receiving second comments from those that have already spoken. And thirdly, we ask again that everyone keep their comments as brief as possible. And so with that, I would open the public hearing on the proposed FY13 budget and ask those who would like to speak on the proposed budget, please come forth. You can go to the microphone there at the podium, and we'd love to hear any comments or questions that you might have. Is there anyone that would like to speak on the proposed budget? Okay. Seeing no one. I have not received any written comments. Has either of the board members received anything? Auditor's office, Lisa, Lucy, did you receive any written comments?
I did not.
Okay. Then moving forward, I will close the public hearing portion at this time. And as you move forward on the agenda is discussion and action on the proposed budget. One of the things that we have before us is a consideration and adoption of a resolution which outlines the direction that the board would like to proceed for fiscal year 2013. And as originally mentioned, we can always consider adopting the budget proposal as submitted or as published, or we can lower it with the accompanying information and so forth. So at this time, I would turn to the board for your direction.
Okay. I guess the only comment that I would make is that it was a very difficult budget session, and just to show you how true that is, we've got our assistant auditor in a sling and our planning and zoning or development director in a leg cast. But we all survived, so.
I'd just say thank you to Lisa and Lucy and the entire staff who helped us work so hard to do this. This is the second year in a row where we made substantial cuts to the operating budget in Story County. I made the comment this morning in a meeting that we have, you know, the idea of doing more with less is a great, noble cause, and it's something we should all strive for, but you do get to the point that you've got to do less with less too. And I mean, we're getting really, really close to that. I mean, to cut operational budget as substantially as we have over these 2 years, I mean, it causes pain. There's no question about it. And so I'm so appreciative to all of you for the continued great work that you do. And I just go back to the one graph that Lisa had up there that I commented on. At the end of the day, we better have those expenses and those revenues lining up pretty closely, or it can't continue if you don't get those lined up. And so I'm so appreciative, Paul, to you and Wayne for the efforts that you've put in. This has not been easy. And I'd love to believe that FY14 was going to be easier, but I don't. I mean, I think this is at least for now the cycle that we're in, and we've got to find a way to get that green line to curve back up just a little bit. But if we can keep the revenues and expenses moving that closely together, that's something we can make work. Again, I hope we're to the point that we don't have to look at cutting operating expenses again next year, but it may be the unfortunate reality.
Thank you both, the two, for your comments. And I think the important factor I want to leave the audience with is the entire budgeting process is a collaborative, cooperative approach based on working with elected officials and department heads. As we go through looking at the budget and looking at where we think that we would like to end up, we're asking elected offices and department heads to make some tough choices through this process, and I would be remiss if I didn't take the time to acknowledge how much the board appreciates the cooperation that we've received and the scrutiny that you have shared. There is no doubt that many of you felt that you had to not move forward with certain budgetary requests that you felt would be essential to providing a level of service that you wanted to have. But as Rick alluded to at the beginning of this process, during tough economic times, we have to make tough choices and try to hold the line as much as possible, still trying to provide essential services. And right now, we are right about at the bare bone area where we think that we can continue to operate without seeing some reductions, if at all possible. So this by no means is just something that we as the Board of Supervisors take total responsibility for. It's something that is shared amongst the elected offices and the departments in order for us to provide this level of service to the citizens of Story County. And we thank each and every one of you that are present here and for all that you've done in the past. And as Rick has said, our goal working with the auditor's office will be continually to provide as clear a direction and information as we possibly can, not only as we move through this next year, but throughout the year, if there are any major changes or factors that we need to take a closer look at where we are as a county. So with that, at this time, I would now turn to the board for a discussion regarding a resolution towards the 2013 budget that lies before us. What is your pleasure?
I will make a motion to approve Resolution 1271, adopting the FY13 budget and certified taxes as lowered from the published dollars and rate, which includes a recommendation from the Compensation Board for elected official salaries, and designate an amount in the ending fund balance for general fund as assigned for jail software purchase and multi-agency expenses, and the capital projects ending fund balance assigned for bonded road projects, and to direct the auditor to properly certify and file budget and certificate of taxes.
Second, now in English, that means that we're saying 2% across the board raises for everybody. We're saying that we're lowering the mental health levy from published by a nickel to get us to our maximum, and then we're assigning some money for the jail software and roads and things like that. Is that accurate, what we just said? Okay.
That is what you say. So we have a motion and a second and eloquent clarification as to what action
we want to know what I'm voting on, Dwayne.
With that, is there further discussion regarding the motion? Hearing none, I will just ask for a roll call to approve the resolution. Toot?
Aye.
Sanders?
Aye. That's Clinton. A lot of money.
Wow. That was good.
A lot of money.
Aye from me as well.
Clinton. Aye.
He's coughing too.
Resolution 1271 is approved, which actually is lowered from the published dollars as suggested. Okay. With that, next item of business would indicate we could call for an adjournment.
Before we do that, I want to. We got our staff here, and I'm not nearly as involved in ISAC or some of the meetings as Wayne is, and Wayne does a great job representing us in that. But one thing we consistently hear as we're going all over the state is, and it, regardless of the area, what a great job Story County does. How can our county be more like Story County in this area and that area? And I just want to point out to you guys the job that you're doing when you compare us, and this is all FY12 numbers, but when you compare us to other places in the state, Story County remains the lowest in the state of Iowa in terms of per capita spending and per capita taxes. You guys are getting it done with that. We're in the bottom 20 in countywide levy rate and total levy. So I mean, you guys are the ground forces in getting this done. Like I said earlier, and I think both Paul and Wayne alluded to, it's not easy. It's not supposed to be easy. I mean, we're working with the public's dollars. Every dollar that we spend comes straight out of somebody's pocket. But you guys are doing a phenomenal job with what we have. And so I just want to take the opportunity to thank you guys one more time. It's what we've got to continue. Now I'm ready.
Okay. So with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move for adjournment.
Second.
Been moved in seconds. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The meeting is adjourned. Travel safely.